This is the beginning of your mind ruling the problem.
Max the Globetrotter. Max is exhausted. He's been hitchhiking and walking along the road for more than 10 miles without getting a lift. At last, a car stops and takes him right to his embarkation point, some 20 miles further. With a bit of luck, he might well catch the night boat. He's just buying his ticket when he hears,
"Will passengers for the midnight sailing please go through passport control and have their boarding passes ready to proceed to embarkation? Will passengers for the midnight sailing please go through passport control and have their boarding passes ready to proceed to embarkation?"
What luck! He's just in time. There aren't a lot of foot passengers tonight. There are mainly motorists. It's just as well for Max. Maybe he'll find another driver who will be willing to take him along with him for the next part of his trip.
Now press return and listen again while you read.
Max is exhausted. He's been hitchhiking and walking along the road for more than 10 miles without getting a lift. At last, a car stops and takes him right to his embarkation point, some 20 miles further. With a bit of luck, he might well catch the night boat. He's just buying his ticket when he hears,
"Will passengers for the midnight sailing please go through passport control and have their boarding passes ready to proceed to embarkation?"
What luck! He's just in time. There aren't a lot of foot passengers tonight. There are mainly motorists. It's just as well for Max. Maybe he'll find another driver who will be willing to take him along with him for the next part of his trip.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Game 1. Opposites.
In the following game, you must say the opposite of five statements. You heard the words you have to find in the situation on the boat. If you can't remember them, you can go back to the script by pressing the asterisk.
First, press return to read the rules of the game carefully.
You can choose either a three-point question, a two-point question, or a one-point question.
You'll win a bonus if you answer correctly a two- or three-point question on the first try.
Of course, if you need a second attempt, you'll lose your bonus, and you'll only score half the points.
You also lose your bonus if you go back to the script for some help.
If you want to go back to the script, just press the asterisk. Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 1. Let's talk.
First of all, listen to this situation.
Max is on the boat sailing to England. Although he's tired, he doesn't want to go to sleep. He decides to try his luck with the gambling machines and to play with the electronic games. But he has no change, so he goes to the exchange bureau to ask for some.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like to change this traveler's check, please.
Certainly, sir. How would you like it?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. but give me some small change for £5.
Now, press return and listen again while you read.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like to change this traveler's check, please.
Certainly, sir. How would you like it?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. But give me some small change for £5.
Press return to go on.
Let's imagine you're in a foreign country and you want to change a traveler's check. Go to the nearest bank and ask in the same way as Max.
If you can't remember, you can look at the dialogue again by pressing the asterisk.
If you type a correct sentence without going back to the script, you'll win 5 points. But you'll only win 2.5 points if you need a second attempt. On the other hand, each time you go back to the dialogue, you lose 2 points. Don't forget, when you type, make sure that the spelling and the punctuation are correct.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Now imagine you want to change a traveler's check. Say how you would like it.
You can choose any possibility from the table on the next screen, as long as they remain on the same line. So, don't mix the lines.
You win 2 points for each correct answer you give at the first attempt, and only 1 point if you need a second chance.
Do the exercise at least 5 times. After that, you can choose to stop or to go on. If you decide to continue, and if the 5 answers you gave before were correct at the first attempt, you can win a 2-point bonus for each correct answer you give afterwards. Okay? Let's go.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Game 2. Associations. In the following game, you're going to see 4 words in highlight concerning traveling by boat. Above them is a list of 15 words arranged at random. For each of the highlighted words, find a logical association with a verb, a noun, an adjective, or an adverb. Leave out the words which have no connection.
Press return, and let's read the rules of the game carefully.
You win 2 points for each correct association, but you lose 2 points for an error. If you don't answer, you lose 3 points. You can ask me for some help. I'll give you the first letter of the word you want to know, but this will cost you 1 point.
Watch out! No word can be used twice.
All right. Here you go.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 2. Let's play on structures.
Notice the structure.
With a bit of luck, he might well catch the night boat.
Another way of saying the same thing is,
with a bit of luck, he's likely to catch the night boat.
Let's practice these 2 ways of expressing a high degree of probability.
On the screen, you will always see the sentence starting with a bit of luck, and the part of the sentence that you'll have to work on will appear between brackets. Don't forget to use both ways each time. You'll win 2 points for each correct sentence, and 1 point if you need a second attempt.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Max is now at the station inquiring about trains.
Excuse me, please. Is there a train for Derby?
Derby? Yes, there's a train every 2 hours leaving from Platform 8.
Is it an express?
Yes, sir. It's an intercity train.
How long does it take to get there?
45 minutes.
I see. When does the next train leave?
It leaves on the hour, sir. That's, in 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. Could you give me my ticket quickly, please?
Single or return?
Single, please.
That's £2.15.
Here's £3. Thank you very much.
Hey, your change!
Too late. Max has already disappeared.
Now press return and listen again while you read.
Max is now at the station inquiring about trains.
Excuse me, please. Is there a train for Derby?
Derby? Yes, there's a train every 2 hours leaving from Platform 8.
Is it an express?
Yes, sir. It's an intercity train.
How long does it take to get there?
45 minutes.
I see. When does the next train leave?
It leaves on the hour, sir. That's, in 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. Could you give me my ticket quickly, please?
Single or return?
Single, please.
That's £2.15.
Here's £3. Thank you very much.
Hey, your change!
Too late. Max has already disappeared.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 1. Let's talk. Part 1.
What sort of information do you usually need when you're at a station about to catch a train? Well, let's say you want to go to Bedford and you have no idea of the train timetable. The first thing you're going to ask is when the train leaves. Maybe you'd like to know how long it takes to get there. And then you'll buy your ticket, a return ticket.
On the screen, all the words of your 3 questions have been mixed up. Why don't you sort them out into the correct order and see how you could have expressed yourself?
You'll win 5 points for each correct sentence. If you need a second attempt and answer correctly, you'll win 2.5 points. But if you give a wrong answer again, you won't score anything.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 1. Let's talk. Part 2.
Now that you know how to get your information, let's talk together. Ask me the same questions and I'll answer you. Start with the first question of the previous exercise.
You score 3 points for each correct sentence and half the points if you need a second attempt.
It's easy. Let's start.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Game 2. The Moving Words.
Let's listen to an excerpt of the dialogue at the ticket office.
When does the next train leave?
It leaves on the hour, sir. That's in 2 minutes.
Oh, my God! Could you give me my ticket quickly, please?
In this last sentence, the words please and quickly can take other places. Can you find where?
Let's play with please first. Just move the word please by pressing the keys indicated and stop it where you think it could fit.
For each of the correct places you find on the first try, you win 5 points. If you need a second chance, you'll only score half the points.
All right, off you go. Stop your cassette recorder and press return. Game 3. Watch for the word.
In this game, you're going to listen to a small situation while you read it on the screen. You will soon notice that there's a word missing. It's always the same word. Why don't you try to find it? If you do find it, you win 10 points. If you don't find it, I'll give you the solution. But of course, you won't score anything. Nevertheless, in the second part of the game, you will have a chance to win these points again.
But first, press return.
Let's listen to the situation while you read it. And try to find the missing word.
Yesterday evening, I was at my friend Peter's, who's been on the gravy for more than 10 years now, thanks to his prosperous business. He was just explaining to me how he's been trying to his assistant, when suddenly there was a loud noise from outside, which interrupted his of thought.
Did you find the word?
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Hibernian flight HI-54 to Cooltown, now boarding at gate 14. All passengers traveling on flight HI-54 to Cooltown are requested to proceed to gate 14. Final call.
Poor Max. He's late again. He's got 10 minutes to check in, go through passport control, and catch the plane.
Passport, please, sir. Thank you. You'd better hurry up. The plane's leaving in a few minutes.
Hurry up, sir. We're closing the doors. Economy class, go through to the back of the plane, sir. The steward will show you your seat.
Good morning, sir. Here's your seat. Give me your bag, will you? I'll take care of it. Don't forget to fasten your seatbelt. The plane's preparing for takeoff.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, but could I have...
Just a minute, sir. I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Hibernian Airlines, Captain Fox and his crew would like to welcome you on board this aircraft. Our flying time to Cooltown will be 6 hours, and we shall be flying at an altitude of 42,000 feet. Please make sure that your seatbelts are fastened and refrain from smoking. We wish you a pleasant flight.
Excuse me, could I have a whiskey, please? I really need one, you know. I'm just terrified when I have to fly.
I'm sorry, sir. Drinks will be served after takeoff. You'll have to wait a little, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
What about a sweet instead?
Now press return and listen again while you read.
This is the final call for Hibernian flight HI-54 to Cooltown, now boarding at gate 14. All passengers traveling on flight HI-54 to Cooltown are requested to proceed to gate 14.
Poor Max. He's late again. He's got 10 minutes to check in, go through passport control, and catch the plane.
Passport, please, sir. Thank you. You'd better hurry up. The plane's leaving in a few minutes.
Hurry up, sir. We're closing the doors. Economy class, go through to the back of the plane, sir. The steward will show you your seat.
Good morning, sir. Here's your seat. Give me your bag, will you? I'll take care of it. Don't forget to fasten your seatbelt. The plane's preparing for takeoff.
Thank you. Excuse me, but could I have...
Just a minute, sir. I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Hibernian Airlines, Captain Fox and his crew would like to welcome you on board this aircraft. Our flying time to Cooltown will be 6 hours, and we shall be flying at an altitude of 42,000 feet. Please make sure that your seatbelts are fastened and refrain from smoking. We wish you a pleasant flight.
Excuse me, could I have a whiskey, please? I really need one, you know. I'm just terrified when I have to fly.
I'm sorry, sir. Drinks will be served after takeoff. You'll have to wait a little, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
What about a sweet instead?
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 1. Let's talk.
First of all, listen to this situation.
Max doesn't like flying at all. Furthermore, he gets into a state of panic every time he has to fly. He usually drinks a glass of whiskey before boarding the plane, but today he had no time. On the plane, he is trying very hard to persuade the steward to give him a drink. The steward, on the other hand, is trying to reason with him. Let's listen to them.
I'm telling you, I really need a whiskey or I'll die.
Don't worry, sir. It'll be all right. And you know I'm not allowed to serve you now anyway.
Please, can't you make a little exception?
There now, I understand how you feel. But try to be reasonable, sir. It's not such a big deal after all. There are thousands of takeoffs and landings every day, you know.
Now, press return and listen again while you read.
I'm telling you, I really need a whiskey or I'll die.
Don't worry, sir. It'll be all right. And you know I'm not allowed to serve you now anyway.
Please, can't you make a little exception?
There now, I understand how you feel. But try to be reasonable, sir. It's not such a big deal after all. There are thousands of takeoffs and landings every day, you know.
Press return to proceed. Did you notice how the steward tried to reassure Max? On the screen, you see some expressions he used and a couple of others. Let's read them together. While listening, try to remember their special intonation as it conveys a major part of the message.
Don't worry. It'll be all right. That's all right. There's nothing to be upset about. There now. I understand how you feel. Just relax. It's not such a big deal.
You'll be able to come back to this table any time by pressing the asterisk. But first, press return to have a look at the situation.
Now, let's imagine a situation where you have to reassure me. Today I'm in a very depressed and anxious mood. You'll have to reassure and comfort me by using any expressions from the table. But make sure you choose a different one each time. Don't limit yourself to one part of the table, but make long sentences joining expressions from both sides of the table.
You'll win 10 points for each correct answer, provided you don't go back to the table once you've started. Each time you need the help of the table, you'll lose 2 points.
Don't take any notes. That's cheating.
All right. Now talk to me.
By the way, don't forget to type the comma between two expressions and make the same contractions as in the table. First, press return to read the conversation.
Here's our conversation. First, read what I'm going to tell you. It'll probably help you give your answers in a certain order. But first, stop your cassette recorder. When Max arrives at Cooltown Airport, it's already late afternoon. He hasn't made a hotel reservation, but he hopes to find a room in a reasonably priced hotel, not too far from the center. The hotel booking service at the airport suggests two or three names to him, and he chooses the Pilgrims, which is not too expensive and situated in a nice environment.
Let's listen to him checking in at the Pilgrims.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Do you have any rooms free?
Yes, sir. Single or double?
A single room with a bath, please.
I'm afraid we don't have one at the moment, but we have a single room with a shower, facing the street.
Oh, that's fine, too.
All right. How long will you be staying?
For 5 nights.
Very well, sir. Would you please fill in this form?
Sure. Can I pay with my credit card?
Certainly, sir. And you can pay when you check out. Would you like the paper brought to your room in the morning?
Yes, please. And I'd like to be woken up at 7:30 every morning, if that's possible.
Very well, sir. Oh, I need one more signature. Here, please. Thank you. Here's your key. It's room 234 on the second floor. The lift is over there, just in front of you.
Thank you. Tell me, at what time do you serve dinner?
From 7:30 till 9:30, sir.
Fine. Thank you.
Now press return and listen again while you read.
When Max arrives at Cooltown Airport, it's already late afternoon. He hasn't made a hotel reservation, but he hopes to find a room in a reasonably priced hotel, not too far from the center. The hotel booking service at the airport suggests two or three names to him, and he chooses the Pilgrims, which is not too expensive and situated in a nice environment.
Let's listen to him checking in at the Pilgrims.
Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Do you have any rooms free?
Yes, sir. Single or double?
A single room with a bath, please.
I'm afraid we don't have one at the moment, but we have a single room with a shower, facing the street.
Oh, that's fine, too.
All right. How long will you be staying?
For 5 nights.
Very well, sir. Would you please fill in this form?
Sure. Can I pay with my credit card?
Certainly, sir. And you can pay when you check out. Would you like the paper brought to your room in the morning?
Yes, please. And I'd like to be woken up at 7:30 every morning, if that's possible.
Very well, sir. Oh, I need one more signature. Here, please. Thank you. Here's your key. It's room 234 on the second floor. The lift is over there, just in front of you.
Thank you. Tell me, at what time do you serve dinner?
From 7:30 till 9:30, sir.
Fine. Thank you.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 1. Let's talk.
Checking in at a hotel is one of the most common things you do while traveling. Do you know exactly how to ask for a room? Let's practice several situations where you'll have to ask for different types of rooms. On the following screen, you'll see a series of pictures representing the kinds of rooms you may want.
Press return to have a look at them. As you see, you might like to ask for a double room, or a single room, or a double room with twin beds. You can also ask for a room with a bath or with a shower. And as the hotel you're going to check into is situated in a beautiful park, why not ask for a room facing the park? Press return to read the situation.
Imagine you're spending your summer holiday touring Europe. One day, you pass through a beautiful little town where you decide to spend a night. You find a nice hotel called the Golden Squirrel in a beautiful park.
In this exercise, you're going to ask for four different types of accommodation. All of them are represented on the following screen. Look at them carefully, because this will help you answer the receptionist correctly.
You win 5 points for each correct sentence, and 2.5 points if you need a second attempt.
If you don't remember the meaning of the pictures, you can go back to the appropriate screen by pressing the asterisk. To see the different types of accommodation again, press the question mark key. When you type, make sure that you follow the same order as the pictures, and don't forget to join them with a comma, or and, or with.
Okay, let's go. Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Max arrives at the restaurant. It's rather crowded, but there's a table free near the window. At the table nearby, there are two young couples talking and apparently enjoying their meal very much. The waitress greets Max and says,
"Good evening, sir. Do you have a reservation?"
"No, I don't, and I'm alone. I'd like to sit at the table near the window, if that's possible."
"Certainly, sir. Please take a seat. I'll bring you the menu right away."
Max is looking at the menu with a puzzled face. It's the first time that he's been in a vegetarian restaurant, and he doesn't know what to choose.
"May I take your order now, please?"
"Well, could you help me, please? I don't know anything about vegetarian food. What do you suggest?"
Try our mousse maison. I'm sure you'll like it."
"What's it made of?"
"It's a kind of vegetable pâté, made of three layers of different vegetables. It's hot, and it's served with a fresh green salad. It's very nice. I highly recommend it."
"Yes, that sounds fine. But I'm afraid it won't be enough. I'm starving."
"Well, why don't you take a soup to start with? And if you like, to end your meal, choose a sweet among our 25 different desserts. We have several cakes and pies, creams and fresh fruit salad, ice creams, and you can have as many helpings as you like."
"Oh, that's perfect. I'm in your hands. I hope you're not poisoning me at the same time. Oh, and I almost forgot. To drink, I'll have a bottle of white wine. A very dry one, please."
"Very well, sir. I'll bring you the house wine. It's a nice muscadet."
"Fine. Thank you very much."
"Thank you."
Now press return and listen again while you read.
Max arrives at the restaurant. It's rather crowded, but there's a table free near the window. At the table nearby, there are two young couples talking and apparently enjoying their meal very much. The waitress greets Max and says,
Good evening, sir. Do you have a reservation?
No, I don't, and I'm alone. I'd like to sit at the table near the window, if that's possible.
Certainly, sir. Please take a seat. I'll bring you the menu right away.
Max is looking at the menu with a puzzled face. It's the first time that he's been in a vegetarian restaurant, and he doesn't know what to choose.
May I take your order now, please?
Well, could you help me, please? I don't know anything about vegetarian food. What do you suggest?
Try our mousse maison. I'm sure you'll like it.
What's it made of?
It's a kind of vegetable pâté, made of three layers of different vegetables. It's hot, and it's served with a fresh green salad. It's very nice. I highly recommend it.
Yes, that sounds fine. But I'm afraid it won't be enough. I'm starving.
Well, why don't you take a soup to start with? And if you like, to end your meal, choose a sweet among our 25 different desserts. We have several cakes and pies, creams and fresh fruit salad, ice creams, and you can have as many helpings as you like.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm in your hands. I hope you're not poisoning me at the same time. Oh, and I almost forgot. To drink, I'll have a bottle of white wine. A very dry one, please.
Very well, sir. I'll bring you the house wine. It's a nice Muscadet.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return. Game 2. How to say it.
First, you're going to hear the beginning of the conversation between Max and the waitress again. Please read it at the same time.
Good evening, sir. Do you have a reservation?
No, I don't, and I'm alone. I'd like to sit at the table near the window, if that's possible.
Certainly, sir. Please take a seat.
In this game, imagine you're Max and be prepared to talk in his place.
First of all, press return to have a look at the rules of the game.
This game is divided into three parts.
Part 1. After a few seconds, some words of Max's part are going to disappear. Try to remember them and type them correctly.
You win 2 points for each word correctly inserted, and only 1 point if you need a second try. Contractions count as one word, and you must make them.
All right, off you go.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Part 2. This time, the words you typed correctly remain, but the others disappear. Again, try to remember them and type them correctly.
The rules are the same. You win 2 points for each word correctly inserted, and only 1 point if you need a second try. Contractions count as one word.
And you must make them. All right, off you go.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Part 3. Now, all Max's part is going to disappear. Can you retype it with exactly the same words?
You win 25 points if you succeed at the first attempt, and 15 points for a second try.
All right, off you go.
Stop your cassette recorder and press return.
Exercise 2. Let's talk.
Hello.
how to order in a restaurant. Well, if you complete this exercise to the end, you'll soon do it like a native speaker.
In this exercise, I'll play the waiter taking your order, and your part is going to appear on the screen in three different ways, either with a few blanks, or with a lot of blanks, or else completely erased. As you've already guessed, you'll have to find the missing words or play your part by heart.
Press return to see how you can do this exercise.
First, you're going to read our conversation, which is going to appear on the next screen. Try to memorize your part as much as possible. Then you'll be able to ask for the thick skeleton, the thin skeleton, or the ghost.
You win 2 points for each correct word you find, and only 1 point if you need a second try. But each time you go back to the complete version of our conversation by pressing the asterisk, you lose 1 point.
Don't forget to make the contractions.
Okay, let's start.
Press return and listen to our conversation, which is written on the screen.
Can I take your order?
Well, could you help me, please? I don't know anything about vegetarian food.
Try our mousse maison. I'm sure you'll like it.
What's it made of?
It's a kind of pâté made of 3 layers of different vegetables. It's very nice.
Yes, that sounds fine. And to drink, I'd like a bottle of white wine, please. Stop your cassette recorder and press return.